This is the Kingsguard Capital Retirement Wars Podcast with strategies to fortify and protect your retirement. Here is the Kingsguard Capital J Team, Jessica and Joseph Cervinka.
On the Retirement Wars Podcast today, nuclear power is really kind of in vogue again. It's led to a bull market in uranium. You know, Market Watch is reporting that Element U prices are the highest they've been in 12 years. And part of that, guys, I guess, is because, you know, we have these climate control regulations that are going into effect. And of course, the goal is to achieve net zero emissions. So nuclear power, clean power, is experiencing a revival. So first of all, what do you think about, in general terms, investing in the energy sector?
Pretty popular.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is an interesting opportunity for investors who want to invest in the energy side of things, especially considering the world is transitioning to that more sustainable energy. I would say like the energy sector is always constantly evolving and always influenced by different factors. And you got technology, regulation, consumer preferences. We all definitely need to be aware of the trends and developments that affect the different segments of the energy sector. Right. You know, nuclear power offers the reliable and carbon-free source of electricity, which can complement the renewable energy move, but it also faces challenges as well. You know, when it comes to nuclear, you got safety concerns.
Sure.
Waste management, which I think is a big one if you're going to be, if we're pushing more towards the nuclear, and you got, you know, public perception and the cost.
Yep. And oil and gas is still, you know, accounts for the majority of the world's energy consumption, despite the environmental and, you know, social concerns associated with it. So oil and gas companies have been adapting, though, to the changing of the market conditions, and they're actually investing in efficiency, innovation, you know, diversification and all of that also to keep up. So oil and gas prices are also subject to volatility and uncertainty during all these things. But nuclear power is just another important segment of the energy sector. And it's up like the highest in 12 years at this point, I guess, which is pretty significant. Nuclear power offers that carbon-free added to it as well. But the safety, waste management, I would have to say that public perception overall is still a, you know, something that would cause it to be a little bit volatile as well. But at the end of the day, how do you navigate the different sectors, the energy sector? How do you navigate that? What do you do? And we recommend that you diversify your portfolio in the different segments. Also talk to a professional and try to take advantage. But again, it's all about not putting all your eggs in one basket, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely want to be doing your research on this one. But in my personal opinion, I do see this nuclear power and investing into this as a good possible opportunity to get some gains here, because it's already still being talked about a lot. They're trying to open up more power plants around the country. It is a very clean and sustainable source.
And around the world, they're looking at adding a lot more nuclear power plants. So let's talk a little bit more about diversification. What does that mean to us? So when someone comes in to talk with you and you go over diversification, what do you say? How do you explain and how do you talk to them about putting their eggs in different baskets?
Great question, Cheryl. And you know what? You're absolutely right. People do ask. Well, they don't ask. Actually, they believe they're already diversified until we show them and do an analysis. So our full scope retirement analysis actually covers that. It's not just about risk tolerance and their investments and getting them organized and talking about their expenses. As a matter of fact, for any of you that are hearing me right now, when Cheryl gives you the number, give us a call. And if you're interested in one of our books, we wrote that we talk about holistic financial planning and we cover the five cornerstones of holistic financial planning for retirement. We're going to cover this. And diversification is a big one, because diversification is not about putting all your money in the market and putting it in different sectors. It's not about putting all your money in a CD in five different banks. You know, that's one of our jokes when we do our workshop. We talk about people and say, hey, I'm diversified. I've got everything spread out. Diversification, what we're talking about is being able to utilize all of the tools that are available out there and put a little bit in different areas depending on your risk tolerance and your objective. And also diversification within your tax brackets as well, as far as tax efficient planning, how to withdraw and all of those things. So it's a perfect opportunity for you to take advantage of different sectors like the energy sector, but also consider gold. You know, you have questions about mm-hmm. gold, and then you have questions like, for us, bonds, annuities as an alternative, income planning, all of these things is really what we consider diversification. So a full scope retirement analysis will be able to help you deal with that and understand how that works. And then our book will cover it all. So if you're interested in getting one of our books at no cost, just give us a call.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, let me give you the number. It's 804-886-1196. If you have a question for the J team, Jessica and Joseph Cervenka, well, just call 804-886-1196. And especially if you're interested in that full scope retirement analysis, be sure to tell us. You can just say full scope. You don't have to say the whole thing, but just let us know that that is what you're interested in. 804-886-1196. So guys, it's been a long drive since the start of the pandemic. New car prices are finally coming down though. In some cases, they're selling below MSRP. And Kelley Blue Book says the drop in the average price this year is the biggest in over a decade. So is that
a
good thing, or does that spell trouble?
Wow. Okay. So first of all, I lost my car in an accident a few years back. And ever since I've been watching, because we tried to replace it, it was impossible because to get that same car that I had, it would be like a 30% increase or something like that. It was just crazy. And I'm just now starting to see those prices drop. So is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Mm-hmm. On one hand, lower car prices could be a sign of relief for customers who have been struggling with the inflation, the supply chain disruptions, and rising rents. But it can also boost the spending for consumers and their confidence, which is one of the key drivers of economic growth. But on the other hand, with lower car prices, it could reflect some of the weaknesses in the car market and the economy as a whole.
That's right. It's a lagging indicator, right? That in real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. There's some analysis suggests that there is an oversupply of vehicles due to waning command and increased production and easing of the supply chain, which could lead to a price war among automakers, especially when we're talking about the electric vehicle segment where you have companies like Tesla who has been slashing pricing mm-hmm. to maintain its market share.
That's right. And you know what? It's tricky. Federal Reserve raising interest rate to get control of inflation, right? Well, I mean, this could go either way. So if prices start to drop drastically because people couldn't afford, they didn't want to get a higher interest loan on their cars and all that. Well, if prices start to go down, demand starts to go down, they have oversupply of vehicles. Well, then now prices go down, opportunity is there, and people might start buying again, which now, you know, goes backwards and when it comes to what the Federal Reserve is doing. So it's a tricky little game that they're playing, trying to control inflation. But on the other hand, is it a sign of a recession? When you're looking at lagging indicators like real estate and car sales, that's something that could tell us, are we heading towards a recession or not? What does it mean to the economy overall? So these are things that are up in the air. We don't know. We don't really have an answer of what the outcome is going to be. But yeah, these are things to look at.
Jessica and Joseph Cervenka, arming you with the information you need to fight for your retirement.
Have questions for Jessica and Joseph? Reach out to the J team at 804-886-1196, 804-886-1196, and join the Kingsguard Capital J team each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on News Radio WRVA. The opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or for any specific security. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services are offered by Kingsguard Capital LLC, a registered advisor firm located in Virginia and Florida.